you know, Rav Dovah Soloveitchik, when it came to Pasha Zohar, the chevra in yeshiva in Brisk, in Rav Dovah Soloveitchik's yeshiva, were very meticulous, very careful to make sure they're hearing Zohar, Pasha Zohar correctly. It's going from shul to shul to make sure that they've got Pasha Zohar properly. So Rav Dovah Soloveitchik said he never understood why the Olam was so magnified. He said, seven times is enough. He doesn't understand why what the whole fuss is about. It's enough. Yeah. Just to hear it. Zecher. Yeah.
What happens if someone has a local, a choshava person,
and he has a very respectable person, and he has he's got corona, and his wife's got corona, and over Shabbos, he was saying that his wife has got every single symptom you can think of, which of COVID, the loss of smell, the loss of taste, the loss of sense, loss of everything. Everything which is included in corona, and she's horizontal, she's taking quite badly, and she wants to be on top of the oxygen levels. Now there's this new tiny machine that you can buy, it's very cheap, about 8-10 pounds you can buy, a very small machine you can put on your finger, that measures a person's oxygen level. So the question is she on Shabbos allowed to activate the machine? Someone else has a shayla also. It's quite a common shayla. Are you allowed to activate this oxygen level machine on Shabbos to test yourself, to measure yourself, to see how low, to see how high your oxygen levels are on Shabbos? You're turning it on because it goes off after a couple of minutes. The question is, can you on Shabbos afternoon, can you turn it on and measure yourself? Now, we're going to assume that it's not a matzav of a sakona, because if it's a person of a sakona, there's not much of a shayla. You can even drive and do what you like on Shabbos. But let's take it a case that it's not a proper sakona, it's a chayla shayim b'sakona. Oh, so now if you've got an ebbers sofek, that can be fine. So then we're going to say it's okay. We'll always say it's okay in that night. Let's take it really as cold as we can ever be about corona. That's nothing. And what is it already? Let's take it even that extreme. Can she go ahead and activate the machine on Shabbos and put it on her fingers to test her oxygen levels on Shabbos? Let's treat her like a regular chayla. A person's got a very severe headache, a very bad toothache. We say he's a chayla she'im b'sakona. He can take medication. There's certain things that we allow him to do. He can't start doing malachas. So would we say that she can go ahead and turn on the machine on Shabbos? Let's assume she's only a chayla she'im b'sakona. See, what's the thought of Chaynish? There's an interesting chap. And that is, the Ramban in Siman Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Zayin, Shulchan Aruch Pasuk like the Ramban, that for a Chayla Shein B'Sakona, number one, they can take medication. That's what we all know. When a person is not on a Mishkov, a person has to go to bed, he feels really unwell, he can take tablets. That's what we know. Besides for taking tablets, if you're not feeling well on Shabbos, you can actually do certain malachas. You can actually do a malacha d'rabbanon if it's done b'shinoi. So if you do a issa d'rabbanon, b'shinoi is mutar. So now, following on from what we learned about the halacha of electricity on Shabbos, that to create an electrical current on Shabbos is d'rabbanon, according to Rav Gadol HaPoskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach and the Beis Yitzchak and all the rest of them. If a person were to activate the machine on Shabbos with a shinoi, he takes a spoon and with the back of the spoon he does something, he turns it on, he activates a machine with a shinoi, that would be a clear heta, without any like relying on anything like out the box. This is completely mainstream kula, that you have a very clear Shulchan Aruch. It's a machine, chav ches if you die. That Paschal's like the Ramban, that for a normal chayla, even if it's not a sakona, you can be over an issa d'rabbanon if it's done b'shinoi. Similarly over here, there should be an issa d'rabbanon done b'shinoi. Does that make sense? Interesting thing that the chayla, it doesn't have to be, don't have to be too nervous to go ahead and do this. It could be a regular case of a chayla, and afilahoki this will be okay. I think it's quite a practical halacha. Now you may say, listen,
the only she's allowed to do it, or
anyone can do it fine as well. Once it's mutter for chole, someone else can help her. So you may claim to me and say, now hang on a second, we didn't mention there is a ship, we can't push away the chaznish like that. Chaznish held that it's actually an issa min ha-Torah to create an electrical current. So the chayra, to take this current, even if it's not mechuba to the karakat, the chaznish was choshesh, he was a bit hesitant about this and could be his issa d'oraisa. But to cater for the shitta of the chaznish, there's actually a shitta in the Shulchan Aruch Rav regarding hilchas refuah that you can even be over an issa d'oraisa b'shinoi. Okay, now although we don't really take on like that, but in as much that you want to tell me that we're machmir for the chaznish, that it's considered an issa d'oraisa to turn on, we will throw back at you the Shulchan Aruch Rav, which is actually brought down the Shatzim and Sim Tov Sadivov. It's not such a shitty yichidah, so that can cancel out for the chaznish. Again, it's not like a football match, but what it is me'ikadin is me'ikadin. You've got over here is that me'ikadin is issa d'rabbanon, and the issa d'rabbanon, the Mishnah Berurah tells you can do an issa d'rabbanon b'shinoi if it's for the tzorich of a chayla. That's a very geshmak halacha.
So the fizeh can take someone's temperature.
Oh, so the fizeh, now the thermometer, you're talking about there's two issues with a thermometer. To measure on Shabbos as an issa d'rabbanon, but we say to measure for a chayla, for a person's a chayla, so that's always okay, medida shemitzvah mutter. You got a second issue with medida, is that if it's an electrical medida, an electronic one, you put under the arm and it shows a number, that is already a problem of forming an electrical current when you press the button on. That would have the same dinner if a person were to be a chayla and would need, for some reason, to know exactly the temperature, that the chayla could be fall into the same hetter. In fact, I think the person do say that, the Shmuel Shabbos brings that. If a person is considered a chayla, but shinui, you'll be able to activate that, that would be okay. Okay, now wait, so let's move on. Let's move on. I think we've got Geshmak HaNochas coming up. I think we're going to make a start on Hilchos Purim. And I think the biggest shayla that people will have this year is, for a lot of people, Baruch Hashem, I think most of us will hopefully be able to go to some sort of shul. But a lot of people, believe it or not, are still in isolation. And still in isolation, are or will be in isolation during Purim. And the shaila is, when it comes to Thursday night and they need to hear Megillah, what do you recommend? What would be the best option? Okay, so the best option, obviously, is that you get someone, that you have your own Megillah and you know how to lay. Number one is you have to have your own Megillah. You don't have your own Megillah? Yes or yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Number
yeah.
two is you have to know how to lay. So if a person thinks he might have to be in isolation on Thursday night, then he has to start practicing already. It might already be too late to start practicing the Megillah and know it well enough for Thursday night and Friday morning. Now, for a lot of us, it's not so practical to lay it ourselves. So what's the second best? To get someone else to come over and lay it for us. Well, obviously, if you're able to go to a shul in a way that obviously you could be outside, that would be a way forward. But if you have to stay at home, right? So then, so what is the way forward? What do you recommend?
It's going to be some. Yeah, caution again.
Let's
over the phone.
The radio itself. Oh, this is amazing. That's what Rabbi is mentioning is the best thing to do, is to try as much as possible to get hold of a Megillah, even if it means spending a lot of money. It's worth it just for this year to get it done properly. Or at least borrow a Megillah, because like this, it's very geshmaka eitzah. You can download, or you can online, you can hear a tape, a recording of the Megillah's Esther being linked. The Chabad's website have one. Okay, and just in case you get stuck on the Chashvei Reish, and you have to say Chashvei Reish. So there are other ones that they are making. I think Mr. Bergman has made one for this year. You're looking at Kol HaLoshon, and it should be there for Purim. It's very easily accessible online to find a recording of someone reading the Megillah. Okay, all you need to do is follow the person saying the Megillah, and you read it yourself from a kosher Megillah, because his reading is not significant to yourself, and it's just your reading which is important. So he is just helping you read it. No way are you going to be yotza from someone that just made a recording online a long time ago. That's not going to help for now. So therefore, you're just using that reading online, wherever you're going to find it, on Kol HaLoshon, just to give you a help, just to give you a hand through the Megillah.
Are you yotzi even if you can't hear yourself?
So you'd have to hear yourself. That's how the stammer's halacha. You'd have to say it. You say it with a pair. But now here comes the question: Because can you, the fact that you're saying it together with the tape, doesn't make it worse. The fact that you're listening to him, is there not such a thing as tree kolol and mishtama, that is a problem that you can't really hear two voices? Oh, so we say by Megillah Adil Chaviv Alei, number one. And number two is Tosfos and Sota says that if you yourself are speaking, then we don't apply that chisorin of tree kolol. Tree kolol, that's right, tree kolol is talking about when you hear two other people. But if you yourself are the one speaking, then it doesn't matter. You can counteract someone else speaking as well. So that's what you saw Tosfos in
Sota.
Oh, that's another shita. The Chodesh wants to say, if you want to be mitzi,
is this your listening and against mitzi someone else as well?
Right.
You listen to the tape, whatever.
Oh, you mean in a case where someone else is listening to you, then you would have someone else would have that shayla, but then you would apply the rule of Adi the Chaviv Alei, which the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. Meaning, usually you can't hear two voices, but because Mikra Megillah is Chaviva, so the person listening to me saying it, I'm listening to the tape, I'm saying it over to you, you could be Yotzer from me because you're listening to me. So that's an interesting halacha. So we won't have those sort of issues. No, in fact, some. So go on.
The rule that you should listen to a person, he makes talk, then reason yourself.
Now, I've heard this. In fact, someone I know made, just last week, he made a recording of the Megillah, and he actually made a break between each word. And they're assuming that there's a maila to say it yourself without hearing it from the tape recorder. And seemingly in Antwerp, they're doing the same thing. They're making a hefsek between psukim. And they're recommending you to pause it in between the psukim to say yourself. Could be there's a maila, could be not. I'm not aware of a maila of doing that. I don't see why it should be. But the maila, have I said it? I really don't. I don't understand. I don't see why there should be any maila in waiting and pausing. It could take an hour and a quarter. Sorry. But hearing yourself doesn't have to be the necham for yourself. The Shulchan only says one tonight. They have to be mashmir la'oznov. It has to be, it's not that you're saying it quiet. It has to be that you're saying shmei. That's the halacha, the hashma la'oznocha la'mashatomis mipicha, that which we apply to the same din by Megillah. I don't recall in Indian that there's a problem of someone else saying it and you saying it with them. It's a good din, and I know that they've made recordings for this year where they have seikim. If anyone can find them in Indian, why a pi halacha should be, it could be there's a good mind, a stam in your mindset, but I don't see any Indian halacha. Any headphones? What's this?
Yeah, headphones, and he's saying the other person can't hear it, but you can't hear it yourself.
Yeah, but what should be the problem of me saying it at the same time as a recording?
No, if you've got headphones and you can't hear yourself.
Even though
the
headphones, it's hard to hear yourself.
Oh, but that's another deal. Does it have to be that the Metzias you hear yourself? The Poskim already, this is no new Shaila. The Poskim already debate this. Already, you buy a chasana and you hear there's a loud music outside. You know, every time someone opens the door, you hear Gansa, yeah, the loud music, and you're just waiting for the door to close. Yeah, but while the door's closing, you've already chapped around another brocha. When you said that brocha, there was no way that you can able to hear yourself. The Poskim say that you do not need to actually positively hear yourself. If there's external noise, you don't have to hear yourself. The loika sifsei chachomim and parshas va'eran, against a yeshmak raid about sifsei chachomim, right, when you get to Moshe went out of the town because it's tzvardim, it's tzvardim, the frogs were making so much noise that he couldn't hear himself down, so he had to go chutz la'ir. And the Poskim go wild without sifsei chachomim, what do you mean? There's no din that you have to actually hear it. It just has to be that theoretically you can hear. You're sitting on an aeroplane. Again, all these chasnas and airplane not something again, right? But when you would be sitting on an airplane, then the fact that there's noise, right, there's all that background noise and you can't really hear yourself, that's not a chisaron. I can't recall any problem over here. If you've got a recording and you're saying it with him, I don't see what the problem is. It's 20 minutes if you say it with the recording. It's an hour and 5 minutes if you say it with the F-Sakim. So you can choose it. If you find a Makor, then let me know. That was Benegea to, so I think that is the best Eitzah Benegea to if someone is stuck. And then you've got people, which I know in London, that there are many kehillas that they are lechatchila relying on Zoom, that they're going to make it, they're going to put the machine in shul for in front of the Baal Kaira, and the people who are not able to attend, they're going to listen to via Zoom. So what's the person at the other end watching? He's watching a ceremony taking place in the shul, and he's hearing an electrical device coming from his laptop or his computer saying things. So that is very debatable, if that is considered, more than debatable, whether it's considered anything. And you should know, Rov Kukuloi, Kemat all poskim hold, that there's is nothing, it's completely insignificant. There is episode Shitta, the Tzitzel Yezer, says, okay, but I just have to share with you that it's Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach that uses terms that you don't see Rav Shlomo Zalman using terms. Rav Shlomo Zalman is a very big makel, usually, and we always like to go with him a lot of times. And listen, when it comes to hearing Megillah with a microphone or the telephone, yeah, he writes in Chilik Aleph, in Simon Tess, he writes like this, Avol Tovus Gedoyla, it's a big mistake to think that the chutim brings along the koilos against that. But again, toma anim ba'oid. I have it very troubling. I question this a lot. I'll come on migdoli harabonim shehitiru lishmaya mikro megillah derech makdik koil ve'ich lisom libom ledov azeh. How did they not pay attention to see how it works? And then he apologizes. He says, for those which have to have a device for the hearing, I apologize. Mitzta'e ani. I apologize. Shalafiza, according to what I'm writing, nimtza shahanoshim the men, asher oznom kaveda mishmaya, which they have trouble hearing, or mishtamshim b'machshir, shal microphone, the telephone cotton, shalafiza eni miyotim klal, and no yotza at all. Bekitza, he goes wild. He says there's no way that a person could be yotza, and many, come out, all the posts can go with this, Ramosha, come out, all of them do it. So with the earphones, there are more poskim which are more lenient on that point. But at least regarding the telephone and the microphone, kemat all poskim on machbis. So you've got the Tzitz Eliezer that says that even when a person speaks to one another, it's not mamish going like this, it's going via waves. So huadin, if it looks like it's coming from a person going to another person, it's huadin the same thing. Yeah, I can only read it out. He says, all you need is a voice which is coming out from a person. And that should be enough, even if it's going through taklitim and all the other things. Okay, so take it or leave it. The mice is the difference between someone who's going to listen to it himself and is going to read it himself with the kosher Megillah, and listening to a recording while he's saying it. And the difference between hearing it on Zoom is obviously Lekorav Zel Zeh. If a person is able to do the first option we said, obviously that's definitely the best. Even if at the night it's difficult, on the day you can, that's obviously the best way forward. Quick Shaila, what happens? let me ask you, there was a lady last year that came two psukim into the Megillah. What's two psukim into the Megillah then?
Beginning the Megillah?
What's the second person in the Megillah? Okay, I'm not going to study. Vishnas Sholosh Lamolchay, right? So you've got that posuk. She came in right by there. The second posuk, she comes in and she listens to it and she thinks that she's been yotza, and she comes home and she mentions, by the way, I just came a drop late, about a few seconds late, and I missed the first posuk. Lamaisa, what's the halacha in such a case? Oh, so really, as it was, she didn't do that, so therefore the halacha was, and really she has to hear the whole Megillah itself and make a brocha. You'd have to make all the brochas again. Right, again, she didn't hear the first ones. But really the halacha is that if a person comes late, there's no lachat. You come late, no problem. Say three brochas in the night, you say three brochas in the day as well.
Yeah.
You say three brochas, and you catch up, and you say it slowly, you catch up. Don't worry, in Perek Gimel, there'll be plenty of time to catch up because of all the homons. You've got up to halfway the Megillah to catch up yourself. You've got to catch them up and overtake them and overtake the Baal Koreh, because you don't want to be saying Shabbat B'Shabbat. You want to overtake him by a few words and then let him carry on being mitzvah. Because there's no problem reading from a Chumash if there's no issue reading from a Chumash, as long as up to half, that's not going to be a problem. Even the beginning, even the end, is only with the actual sandwich mark of the beginning and the end, but not the reading. So if you're reading, if you're coming late, there's no problem to say yourself and you go up to half.
Shkerchum. Shkerchum, I'm afraid to come for it.